Hello, everybody, and welcome to ROMs Over Baghdad. I'm your host, Albie. We are here to talk about video games again. Joining me today, Mary.
Hey, sorry, I was fixing the document. Like, it says it's, like, for the 17th of November, but we were supposed to record on the 19th, and now it's the 20th, so I had to fix it.
Oh, goodness. You had a little OCD moment there? That's fine. Everybody has those. Just a little OCD. Just a little, like, I gotta make sure this is... Line it up the right.
You already heard me OCDing out earlier when we were talking about Valkyrie Profile versus Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah. Jake is also here. Hello, Jake. Yeah.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Are you bothered by the 20th versus the 19th? Is that something that's troubling you?
Okay. No, not really.
Okay, good.
Well, it also had 17 in there, too, with, like, the British date format, and then somebody put 19 in front of it, and it was all fucked up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair. No, that one's a fair one. Too many different dates. It's going to mess your mind up. So this is episode 108? 108? That sound right to somebody? That sounds right to me.
The Suikoden number. Oh, boy.
The Suikoden number. There you go. What? What are you even talking about? What's the Suikoden number?
108 stars. It's like a... Never mind. It's a Chinese legend thing.
Oh, okay. Of Destiny, Suikoden. Okay. 108 what stars is, of Destiny, Suikoden.
What is a Suikoden?
It's an RPG.
I know.
Also,
what's a Suikoden? Okay, that's... I don't know. This seems...
Squeakle.
A Squeakle? The Squeakle? The 108 Squeakle.
We're off to a great start here.
We're doing just great today. So I guess you mentioned that Valkyrie Profile thing. We'll talk, say, like, hey, they announced a new one of those things, right? Valkyrie Project, they announced a new one. That's cool. There's your news. Your news before your news. There's more Valkyrie Profile. And then it's not going to be shitty this time. They promise.
Real one with a number and everything.
Ooh. It's like Kingdom Hearts. It's like... What? It actually is a lot like Kingdom Hearts, where you're like, hey!
You take that back!
Wow. Okay. Listen, Kingdom Hearts is a great video game. It's a great, great series. Except for all the ones that aren't ending in a number. Those ones are of iffy quality at best. I don't know. Dream Drop is alright, but anyway. Anyway, let's talk about Kingdom Hearts. Welcome to your Kingdom Hearts podcast. We're gonna just sit here.
I played like an hour of the first one.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
I think
strong lasting memories.
We should talk about it on an anime podcast because that's what that game is.
Okay. We'll talk about Valkyrie Project on an anime podcast. Oh, did you mean Kingdom Hearts on an anime podcast?
Yes, I did.
Sure. All right. They did make an anime for that. It's called like Black Clover or something like that. It's really,
really?
Weird. Uh-huh. Kingdom Hearts Black Clover or something. Listen, okay. Let me find this whole list of Kingdom Hearts things. Because they've been doing those remasters, right, of like, here's Kingdom Hearts 2.8789 or whatever the hell. They're like these weird, like, let's put all these games together and remaster them. But it's like super weird stuff too in there, like development documentaries. And I guess there was some kind of anime they translated over.
Oh, it's called Back Cover, and it's all
back
a bunch
cover.
Of
okay,
CG
there you go.
Cutscenes. So I don't know if that technically qualifies as anime because CG anime is the fucking worst.
That's true. CG anime is the worst, but at the same time, there's some good ones. There's some good ones. So there's the okay. It is black. It's Kingdom Hearts Weird X Sign Black Back Cover. Back Cover.
It's a Greek letter. It's Chi.
Kingdom Hearts Chi Black Back Cover. Why do I want to say black cover? Anyway, they have a lot of Chi's, don't they? They have Kingdom Hearts Just Chi, and then Kingdom Hearts Chi Back Cover, and then Kingdom Hearts Union Chi. It's fucking really weird. It's fucking really weird.
Lore.
There's so much lore. Let me tell you about Ansel.
No,
I believe that was his name.
Not Kingdom Hearts anymore, because fuck that.
Okay, well, I can talk about a game with a story just as convoluted and strange as Kingdom Hearts. It's called Destiny 2. That game story is good,
you guys.
No.
No, it's not good. It's dumb.
It's pretty boring. But the raid, so I got a chance to do the prestige
also
raid
dumb.
With a bunch of people. It's also fucking stupid. But, so that's why we pushed the thing back, was because I was stuck in doing the freaking last boss, Kallus, on the Destiny 2 prestige raid. And getting kind of sort of angry with all the other people in the thing, because they were like, well, we're going to just keep doing it. And, like, well, it's, you know, I think the raid is the best part of Destiny 2, personally, from what I've played. Especially the prestige one, because it really feels like what you want out of a raid, right? Where you have to sit down with a bunch of people, a bunch of friends, hopefully, if you're not like a crazy person and goes and does some kind of matchmaking or something. And you just kind of battle it out, right? You just kind of figure out what you got to do. You talk it out. You come up with strategies. And that's kind of the thing I wanted from Destiny 2. And the reason I bought the game was, like, I wanted a raid. I wanted to do the thing I used to do in WoW, where we'd all, like, all right, what do you got to do? Who's what do we need to do? What's our... Who's struggling with what? Well, how can we help that out? How can we do this or that? How can we get people gear? Like, that kind of stuff. That is very difficult in games, and I don't think a lot of games do it really well, but I think Destiny 2's prestige raid does that. It gives you that sense of teamwork and accomplishment.
Well, if it was so good and it was the best part, like, why did you guys say, well, I'm glad I never have to do that again?
Well, because, you know, I think it's mainly because it's just, I don't know, it's a lot of things, right? It's being frustrated with everybody else doing it in some ways. Like, the problem with Destiny 2's raids, even though it's the best part of the game, is it's so mechanics heavy that if somebody, one person messes it up, if one person, I don't know, when you're shooting dogs and one person just happens to get spotted or something like that, it kills the whole thing. So it makes it this really difficult situation where, you know, you can be pulling off everything you got to do in the raid, but then out of nowhere, somebody else messes up, and the entire group wipes. So it, you know, in one way, it's still the best part of the game, and you get this really great feeling of accomplishment and teamwork. But then, at the same time, when things go bad, or when time, I don't know, expires, and you're really struggling through something, it can be just the most frustrating thing. And it's, I don't know, I wish it was different. I wish they wouldn't rely so many on those kind of big mechanics that everybody's got to pull stuff off so well.
Well, it is the hard version, I guess, or whatever.
I guess.
So, but yeah.
I guess. But was that the case in Destiny 1 where everybody kind of had to land their stuff? Or was it more like, someone can mess up, but as long as generally the group makes it through it, it'll work out.
No. From what I didn't participate in every single raid in Destiny 1, but I think I did all of them except for one. And yeah, if one person fucked up, you basically had to start over. So maybe they have like an easier version of the raids now as like the default, which is,
I guess,
kind of nice, I guess. But
yeah.
I haven't played it yet, though.
You gotta get you in.
Yeah,
you gotta get you in.
I guess.
You're almost there. We can take you through the raid now. You're 276. You're fine.
Yeah, my power level, I guess, is good enough, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All these calling
it's
out
easy
things I'm not very good at.
The normal raid now is gonna seem really easy to us. It's gonna be like simple. It's fine. You'll be fine. We got some 305s. We fine.
Carried through the Nightfall this week, too. So if the raid's like that, then I guess that's fine. Like, just try and shoot stuff and not die. I can handle that, I guess. But I'm worried.
No, yeah. I mean, it's I don't know. It's the raid, as long as you get the mechanics down, it's pretty easy. It's the base version is not very hard. Once you figure out what they want you to do, it's not super, super difficult. And it's a lot of fun, I think, because you're kind of all having the good time, generally. Everybody gets something out of it, too, so that's good.
I mean, I saw some of the armor, like, just looking in the clan roster when I'm playing. They have some pretty nice-looking clothes, and I like the color scheme of, like, the purple, the gold, and the white, so...
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason I want to do
there
it.
There you go.
Really. It's fucking lame.
No, that's what raiding has always been. That's why you do it in WoW, is you get fancy-looking clothes. And then you also, well, WoW, they also have, like, more raids, so you kind of get on a progression chain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
it's too bad Destiny 2 won't be doing that.
Yeah.
Just adding on to this raid with the next expansion, they said. So, oh well.
That's really strange to me. Like, it's something so, I don't know. It's, you know, I get it from their perspective of they've built this whole big thing out already. And it's, I don't know, I guess they're going for, like, the Naxxramas multiple wings of this thing, right? You have the plague wing, you have the spider wing or whatever, but I don't know. I want a new raid. Give me a vault of glass or something like that. Give me some of that sweet, sweet old school Destiny raid. That'd be a good one for end of this year. Give it a little festive holiday cheer, maybe, too. Give us a holiday raid.
I wonder if they're going to do anything dumb for Christmas like they did.
They gotta. Come on.
Yeah. That'll make me play again. It will. Yeah. As sad as that sounds.
That's not sad. That's great. I love holiday events. I love holiday events.
I mean, it's not like Destiny does great ones or anything. Like, oh, I kind of like the Halloween one with the masks and candy and stuff, but it's pretty, like, not necessary.
Huh.
It's better than Sparrow Races.
I suppose it is. Kind of? I don't know. I like racing sparrows. I want to race some sparrows.
You're a deviant.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with Destiny now. I might be finally done with Destiny completely, beyond, like, helping people out or doing raid with you and stuff. So, I don't know. I feel like I've reached a mountaintop. And I've completed the goal I set for myself. Now we wait.
You're not gonna do it all over again for two more characters?
I don't know if I would do
it. What are you, a fucking loser?
Well, maybe I'll do it for the other characters too. I don't know. I've done the raid on all my characters.
What about your milestones? You got to go in weekly so you can get your right engrams and
I guess. I mean, if I need a podcast thing, it's a good one to just, like, hey, let's bash out these bright engrams and then just keep going. I was building a pretty extensive collection of gear. Like, I had, like, tons and tons of gear in a vault. I gotta start figuring out a way to sort that stuff into some kind of goddamn order to, like, figure out what I have and what I don't have. But it's, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll probably still keep picking away at Destiny, but I feel like the big chunk of content is done now, so I can move on to brighter horizons. But like Battle Right, it's a new MOBA from your friends at the MOBA companies. It's really good, though. I know you're immediately all super excited to talk about MOBAs.
No.
Do you like MOBAs, Jake?
You like MOBAs.
I especially don't like Battle Right because all it is team fights, and I fucking hate team fights so much.
It's so good, though. Oh, it's so good, though. I really do like Battle Right. They made that Bloodline Champions game. I think I've talked about this game previously in the podcast weeks and weeks ago when it was in beta or whatever, and I got into it. Battle Right's a lot of fun still. It's a good game. It's fast paced. You're just kind of all, you know, doing your team fight thing. There's not any kind of complex. You gotta farm the minions or take objectives. It's just kind of the straight up adrenaline shot of team fighting. And it feels good in that way. You know, all the characters seem pretty balanced and interesting. Different and unique abilities as a MOBA should. It's fun.
Yeah. Is it really still a MOBA then if, like, all you're doing is, like, Diablo PvP or whatever? Isn't it just PvP?
What does a MOBA stand for, right? Massively Online Battle Arena. It still goes under that.
I guess.
It's still, like, an online thing. You jump into this arena. So there's kind of that. So I would imagine it's still kind of a MOBA.
Do you pick skills and stuff still, or?
Yeah, you can pick skills. You still pick some skills. Usually I just take the recommended, though, because I don't care enough to do it yet to go like, all right, well, what's the optimum build? But yeah, you can still pick skills. There's not many of them. It's not very complex. It's like three per ability or whatever, and you kind of just take them at the beginning of the thing, which is kind of cool. You don't have to really worry so much about it. You kind of get it done and just go out there and play your game.
So is there still, like, a team core thingy you have to murder before the game is over? Like, how does a match end?
A match ends when you kill the other player. So usually it'll be, like, 2v2, right? So you and another person get kind of put into this battle arena, and there's two other people on the other side, and you've got to kill them. And usually there's an orb in the center, which will give you, like, bonus ultimate charge or whatever, and then that's about it. And you just go and kill the other people. It's not really, like, any kind of complex mechanic in terms of, like, pushing towers or something. It's more just, hey, you got to kill these other two people. It's just that. Or three. I think there's even four. So it's pretty simple in that way.
Sounds like I would hate it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it's not for everybody. You know, some people like that kind of slow paced. You know, I think several people. I don't remember who was talking about. Like, there's a when they're talking about that new Dota 2 turbo system or whatever. It was very much. You know, his problem with it was he likes to kind of build the slow build up towards stuff rather than just jumping into a big team fight. Where I feel like with this game, it's a lot more of. Like, hey, you're just in it. You're just always in it. You know, there's very little time between stuff. Your abilities recharge pretty quickly. You're not really, like, if you blow your all, it's not like the end of the world if you miss it. So it's a lot more freeform, a lot more action-y.
Well, it sounds like there's kind of even less, like, options because, I don't know, like, if you play objectives or whatever, like, in a traditional MOBA, like, you can turn your team around because of the whole, like, getting experience and stuff. So, I don't know. Just all team fights that I'm terrible at. I think I would, yeah, just not for me.
I don't know. I like it because, you know, it's not a huge time commitment. It only takes a few minutes, and it's quick, and it's... I don't know, you get to the stuff you that's really exciting much more quickly. And there's tactics and stuff, and like if your other member of your team dies, you can still pull it out. I've pulled it out and killed two other people. So it's a lot more skill of like you gotta move around and make some plays.
So are there any cool characters? Like
there's a lot of anime characters in this one. There's a lot of like there's Hanzo. There's a Hanzo guy. He's got a bow and arrow. There's like a little girl who's like magic. She likes fish. There's you know, what's your kind of anime guys? There's
they
a tree man.
Sound pretty fucking lame, actually.
I don't know how you could describe him. There's a pestilence man who's just like bugs. He's just a bug man.
Oh, like not, that?
Do they literally have million ants in that?
Million ants? Kinda.
Like, they just saw that Rick and Morty episode, and they were just like, yeah, we need that in our game.
Oh, I was gonna say it's that one character from Naruto that has all the bugs he controls.
Yes.
Shit.
I mean, I think it'd be closer to the Naruto guy, right, with a bunch of bugs. But yes, million ants. I mean, kinda. You know, you can infest your team. That's your kind of move-around ability, is you infest a member of your team or the other team, and you kind of hurt them and heal yourself. It's really fucked up. He gets some moths he can send to people. It's pretty fucked up. Anyway, it's a fun game. I say if you like MOBAs, if you like that kind of faster paced stuff, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Give it a try. It's battle right. It's free to play too, so you can just go and try it right now.
Nah, I'm good. That's okay.
Okay. Well, tell me, Mary, about a game you played then, Mrs. Smarty Pants. Mrs. I'm so something.
I don't have any good games I played, though. They were all pretty terrible.
Okay, that's fair. Let's go with the one that's in the news. Tell me about Star Wars Battlefront 2, Mary. Strap in.
Pretty much.
That's the reaction we all should give. Anyway, go ahead.
I didn't actually buy it. I bought a $5 monthly EA access thingy because I was like, well, I don't know. The beta was kind of fun. I just wanted to see, like, what was in the full game or whatever, which it doesn't really technically give you. It's just a longer trial version of the game. Like, you can play 10 hours and, like, four missions of the campaign, which was pretty underwhelming. Like, the campaign was, I don't know, maybe if they had built that out into a full game, I would care. But the parts that I saw were pretty dumb, and I didn't really care about anything going on in it. Which is kind of, I mean, that's how I felt with the rest of the game, too.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was weird. In the beta, I didn't notice it until I started playing this game. Like, in the beta, they gave you, like, a ton of loot boxes at the beginning for free to help kind of, like, build out your character. And I kind of wish they did that in the full version of the game, because
they don't do that in the full version?
No, when you start out, you have nothing. You have, like, your daily login crate that has, like, credits and crafting material in it, and that's basically it.
That's fucked.
So you start off multiplayer, and you're just basically getting stomped by all these people that have already been playing and have, like, maxed out cards on all of their characters, because why would you play on a character that you don't have any cards for? So I played and lost, like, the first three games that I was in, like, playing the Galactic map thingy, like the big 40 player battle style stuff, and like everybody else on my team had like they like when you pick a character, it'll have a little number next to like heavy number 5, like specialist 1, and those are pertaining to like your cards that you have equipped, like how powerful you are. So I was in, like, a team with all shitty people. I don't know what the deal with that was, but maybe there just aren't enough people, like, playing right now or something. Or I have no idea why. Like,
it might
have
been because you were playing Battlefront 2.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, everybody I was with was super low level.
Got him.
Yeah, and it felt like the team that we were opposing was, like, super high level with everything. Like, I would get killed, and it shows their loadout, like, after you get killed. And I'm like, well, he has, like, a maxed out purple card and a maxed out green card.
That's really fucking, yeah, that's, like, the nightmare scenario.
Yeah, like, and then finally I played enough after those matches to, like, get a crate, and as, like...
Did Activision secretly make this game?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, right? Like, I wonder if it's, like, a put you against the better people so you feel like you gotta buy it to compete. You gotta keep on.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. It really did. Like, by the time I had played it, they had turned off all the microtransactions, so there wasn't even an option to where I could, like, buy stuff, which you technically still can, even in this trial, because they're like, well, your progress carries over to the full game, so you could totally, like, buy credits in a trial thing, which is kind of weird, but whatever. So yeah, like, I get my crate, and I get this item that drops. It's a specialist item, which is basically, like, their sniper class. And it's an item that makes you basically invisible on the little radar mini-map to other enemies, which I was like, okay, that sounds pretty fucking overpowered. I guess I have something I can use now. And so it was really useful. Like, I was going up and flanking the enemy team, and they didn't see me, and I would just shoot the shit out of them and, like, kill, like, three or four people. So that was kind of cool. But then I realized, oh, playing as a specialist is terrible, and I don't like playing as a specialist, and I liked playing as a heavy when I was playing the beta, and their weapon loadout, like, basically, if anybody sees me on my way to flanking them, I am instantly dead, because they have super low health, I guess, and, like, you can't shoot very fast, like, it's a sniper rifle type weapon, and that's the only weapon I have at the beginning. So I was mainly getting killed most of the time. So it was just not very fun. Like,
no, yeah, it sounds like, you know, as much as, like, there's probably issues with the combat, issues with the story, it's like this tacked on loot box thing just makes all those things worse.
It makes it all just feel worse. Yeah, definitely, like, compounds all of the problems that are in the game. Like, if I could play as a character class that I want to play as, like, if they gave you, like, a base level of cards or whatever that you could select from, I think it would be, like, way less worse. It's definitely still kind of shitty, but when you're just starting out in the game, like, you just buy a $60 game and you got nothing and you're being stomped by all these people that have stuff, like, it's not very encouraging. Like,
no, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to play anymore. But the main reason I got this $5 EA Access thingy anyway is so I can try out another shitty game. Like,
okay,
they have
all right.
the full version of Mass Effect Andromeda on there, so
oh.
I guess I'm gonna try that,
oh,
too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, I liked all the other good Mass
no,
Effect
yeah.
games, so I don't know. My brother played
Do
it and said it was
Listen,
okay.
It's okay. That's what everything I've heard is... You know, there's a lot of issues with it, but it's okay at the end of the day. It's nothing special. It's nothing amazing. But it's fun for, like, a few hours, you know. It's...
Even just
yeah,
because
that's
like...
why I played the first three.
Yeah.
They were okay. You know, they were
no.
okay. They weren't great.
They were okay. But... They're fine, you know. Yeah, it's...
And, like, yeah. I saw, like, just videos previously, like, characters are pretty terrible, and the reason I liked those games were because of the story and, like, the world presented in it, and it seems like they dropped all that stuff, and I just wanted to see, like, how terrible it actually is, really, for myself.
Yeah, no.
For only
it's
$5.
It's like they took everything that was good about Mass Effect and then made it bad.
Pretty much.
Or made it, like, mediocre, right? Like, it take all the good
no.
elements to just kind of melt
made
them
bad.
Down. Okay. Okay, that's fair. You're entitled to your opinion. It's, I don't know. I'll be interested to see what you think of Mass Effect Andromeda. It's like, I feel like the people I've talked to are in two camps. Either the people that are like Jake, who say it's, like, it's really bad, and I totally get that. But then there's also a group of people that say it's literally middle of the road. It's a boring kind of middle of the road game. So I want to see what you think of it.
Yeah, like,
also,
I know...
if you run into the hot glitches, tell me about hot glitches.
Okay, sure.
Okay,
like,
good.
I know Popcans played through it, and he was like, it's okay. So, and my brother was kind of basically the same way, so I'll give it a shot. Like, I've had enough of playing good games lately, so...
Need a little palate cleanser?
Exactly, yeah. I need some shitty shit to remind me of what's actually good.
What'd you think of the ending of Mario Odyssey, by the way, now that you bring it up?
It was... interesting. Like, I haven't seen that much personality in a Mario game before. Like, I was surprised how much was actually in that.
Stuff happens? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Personality, I don't know what you mean. I gotta play that game, but it's super interesting the way everybody keeps describing that ending of that game as being, like, something special. That's, okay.
It was just surprising, like, oh, they're actually, like, talking about, well, not, they're not getting, like, super deep, like, it's not near or whatever, but...
It's getting deep to near, all right. So is Mario a robot? Is that what we're saying here? Okay, let's... Wait a motherfucking second, don't you dare... don't say, Is Mario a robot or is Mario not a robot? Give me an answer.
Mario transcends time.
No goodness.
He is like a spectral being or something, I would say. Yeah.
That's fucking weird. Okay, I really gotta play this game now to see what the fuck you even talking about. But that's cool.
Mario's a ghost.
Oh, Luigi's Mansion makes so much more sense.
Oh my god. Such a deep lore. Holy shit. That'd be great. That'd
that
be
sound
so good.
I just made was my brain exploding.
This is great. I love video games. They're so good.
Like I said, that's why I need to play some other stuff to, like, bring me back down to earth and be like, no, this is
like
why.
No, most video games right now suck ass.
Yeah.
You just need that, like, bring you back down to earth. Yeah, okay.
Speaking
you
of
play...
sucking ass. No.
Oh, okay. Is this that kind of game?
No.
Tell me about Criminal Not... Girls Invite Only. Is that about sucking ass?
What the
is that...
fuck is this game?
They took out the sucking ass in the American version. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, okay.
I saw this pop
is.
Up on Steam. It said you were playing this game, and I just shook my head.
Well, I wanted to give it a try because it sounded original, and I like the art style of it. You're basically, your character takes a job, a part-time job, and he's basically a warden in hell, And
okay,
you find out from Kobayashi-san, like from Maid Dragon, mm-hmm. she's doing the voice of your boss. And,
really?
Yeah.
Is it? Wow.
And
okay,
she's
that's
like,
weird.
Okay, your job here is to whip these girls into shape, literally, and make them go through this tower dungeon, and when they're done at the top of the dungeon, they get to come back to life, and they'll be good girls now, and live a good girl life, and it's silly. Like, I don't know, whatever. It seems like a doujin game, like
okay.
a fan game or whatever, because there's not much animation in it, and the artwork that is in it is pretty cool. Like, I like the way it looks, I like the color palette, I like the menu design. The sprites are kind of interesting because they're not like traditional pixel artwork. Like, it's actual drawings that they translated into sprites, like almost like Donkey Kong Country or something, but with anime. So it looks kind of neat. Like, it has an interesting art style, but it's also like, it seems so cheap at the same time too, because there's no animation whatsoever. Like, barely any animation. Like, when you go into fights, it's just you have sprites of the girls in each corner, and you pick an attack.
Oh, please tell me they fight, like, the DBZ Game Boy game?
Oh, I haven't even seen that.
The Dragon Ball Z movie? Like, that Game Boy Advance game, or the DS game, or whatever, where they just, like, run into each other?
Basically, yeah. They change sprites to, like, I have out a sword, and then they just transpose, like, across the screen into the enemy, and, like, the little sparks come off. Like, it looks super cheap, but kind of in a cute, endearing way.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. it was made by fans or something on a budget. But, like, the developers that made this game, Image Epoch, they've actually made a lot of RPGs that I really enjoy, like Arc Rise Fantasia. They did the Arc
series. Oh, right, okay.
That mm-hmm. was on the Wii. I don't know if many people have played it, but, like, it has some interesting mechanics and characters and art. Like, in Arc Rise Fantasia, all of your skills magic you would equip on people, they would be, like, certain Tetris-type blocks, and you would have to fit them all into a certain shape depending on your equipment. So that kind of stuff was interesting. There isn't a lot of interest. Like, the only interesting mechanic they have in this game is the whole motivation or punishment system,
uh-huh.
where basically, like, as you do a battle, each character will come up with certain commands that they have learned already, and then you can pick which character command you want to execute. And to unlock new commands, you have to do, like, these weird mini-games that involve a, like, moving image of a girl all bent over with a bunch of smoke around her.
Uh-huh.
And these little Dr. Mario virus-style thingies.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to whip them, like, literally. You have, like, a little whip item, and you whip the little Dr. Mario viruses, and then, like, a little bit of fog will disappear. But not all of the fog. Like, there's permanently a weird little fog, like, underwear or diaper or something over the characters
okay.
at all times. And it just looks even more messed up that way. But yeah, they're basic little simple mini games that almost seem like they were designed for, like, a touchscreen or something. Like, I also unlocked a weird, it's called Edge Play, which is...
Okay.
Yeah,
we're going some places now, all right. Okay.
Yeah, and it's like a taser type item that you use on the girls. It's the same exact format, except for the little taser thing, a little icon will show up, and you have to, like, swipe in a certain direction instead of just mashing a button. So it's not really that much of a difference. And you just basically do those little mini games at the save areas to unlock more skills. And it's very basic, but I like all of the voice acting in the game. Like, it has a whole bunch of Idolmaster voice actors doing voices of the girls. So, like, Miki is Kisaragi, Yukiho is in there, now I can't remember the third one, but they're all, like, the first Idolmaster, like, from the Xbox 360 game, like, doing voices in there, so that was weird. So I mainly am playing it because I got a Steam Link for $1.
Uh-huh.
And they had that promotion. And
oh, for the icy thing? Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It was like an extra $8 or something for shipping. Maybe it was 10. I don't remember. But yeah, like, I also got a new TV last weekend. So I have the Steam Link hooked up to my new TV, and I'm just playing it on there while listening to a podcast, like, when they're not doing voice acting. So it's fun. There's probably better uses of my Steam Link that exist, but I don't know. This Criminal Girls game was on sale for $10.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really like the art style. It's unique, I guess, but I don't know. It's probably not really worth $10.
Maybe.
Maybe $5.
Maybe not.
I could see it. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem terrible. It seems like it has a style to it, at least. And even though it's kind of this etchy thing, right? It still looks, you know.
It's not even really that porno-y. Like, there are mods.
I don't know about that photo that Thaddeus just posted in the chat.
Oh, I need to look.
Seems
that
foggy.
That seems to completely contradict what you just said.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
know. You know.
Maybe I'm used to it.
That girl is not wearing any pants.
And has a cat tail. It appears to be a tiger.
That must be a later, like, artwork.
A very strategically placed tiger tail.
Like, most of the clothes, at least in the beginning of the game, they're, like, wearing more clothes, like, it's gym outfits or whatever. So they have on, like, a t-shirt mm-hmm. and bloomers, and that's pretty standard anime to me. I haven't gotten to the point where it's just, like, here's a whole bunch of underboob, and, yeah, maybe that's supposed to motivate you to keep playing, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. All right, no, I don't know. It doesn't seem to, I mean, it probably has, I don't know, it's got a good art style, and it looks like the combat is interesting enough as kind of a thing, bite-sized almost, you know?
Yeah, I can see how originally, like, it was a PSP game from, like, 2010, and then they made a Vita port later on, and then it mm-hmm. came out on PC, and I kind of wish I had just bought it on the Vita. Like, I don't know, maybe yeah. it used, like, the touchscreen for these mini-games, and that probably would have been better and faster than having to move around an analog stick. And, like, being able to watch TV at the same time or not, like, be on your PC. It seems like it's a fairly light, like, dungeon crawler.
Yeah. A light dungeon crawler, sure, yeah.
And the battle system of, like, unlocking new commands, and then they're almost like Pokemon. Like, before you teach them any commands, they basically won't do anything for you. Almost like a traded Pokemon. So just the way they actually will come up with commands in battle on their own is kind of interesting, but it's not complicated enough, probably.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're enjoying it, it seems, you know, decent, even though it's, you know, for what it is, it seems all right.
It's okay.
Got mechanics. Yeah, it seems, you know,
I like all okay. the voice acting, which, I mean, I had to use a mod, too, to restore voice acting during the little mini games, because I guess their voice acting of, like, going, was too much, even though, like, Tomb Raider always has that kind of shit, so whatever.
True, yeah. It seems cool. It seems all right. I don't know. Well, okay. Well, let us know if you are able to get the girls to reform or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of want to see the ending. Like, I don't think it's going to be, like, dating game style. Like, oh, you focus on a certain character, so you get this character's mm-hmm. ending. I'm pretty sure it's very straightforward. Like, all the girls are better now, and I'm the master of hell or some bullshit.
All right. Hey, I mean, that's a cool conceit for a game. That's cool. All right.
Well, they made a sequel that's out on the Vita, too, so
okay.
It's not out over here yet, like, on PC, I mean. It's out on the Vita, but whatever.
Okay. Well, is that everything you played this week, Mary?
Oh, I forgot to mention.
Oh, no.
They won't ever make any more, either, because Image Epoch is the game company where, like, the CEO ran away, and he hasn't been heard from again. And actually this weekend,
right
after I bought the game, I was like, I wonder if they ever found that dude, like, with his money. And no, apparently they have not. Like, I found a thing from the beginning of this month where people were trying to research and see, like, if he showed back up again. And no, he did not. So he's still missing. I also found out, like, Japan financial crimes have, like, a statute of limitation of, like, 5 years. So people think maybe he'll show up, like, 3 years from now, possibly. Like, I think that was in 2015 where he disappeared. So who knows? Who knows?
What a weird news story that was. I remember reading that and going, like, what? He just gone? Is he dead? Is he alive? I don't know. I would assume alive, but
I hope so. Madness. I hope he didn't, like, jump off a cliff or something crazy. Like, that sucks. I don't know. That would be bad for anybody, especially just over financial problems. Like, I don't know.
It's crazy. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well, that I guess if you want more Criminal Girls, you're out of luck. You're out of luck. Unless, I mean, you could play the sequel, but hey, there's that. All right. Jake, let's move on to you, sir.
Okay.
Tell me about Wolfenstein 2.
That game is a fucking trip.
Yeah, all right, okay. How much LSD did you do during the progress of this game? Okay.
Well, I did not pick that timeline, apparently.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So, I did not, yeah.
You picked Fergus, right? You had to pick...
I did, yeah.
Okay, you picked the Irish dude. All right, I mean you're a monster, but all right.
Him. Yeah, like I want to see the LSD stuff.
I liked the Fergus timeline.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, right. there are some scenes with him that are pretty funny. So
that's cool. Yeah, it seems like the thing. You know, I only rented Wolfenstein for a few days, and played like a little bit of it, but it seemed like they were really good at, like, you got the action parts, but you also have some humor there, which is just good for a game like this. You can't take it too seriously. It's good at balancing its tone, I think.
I finished it. I heard the credits music is kind of insane, and I did not spoil that for myself. I, like, waited. I wanted to actually see it. And those reports were not far off.
Okay, what? Like, what?
It's fitting, but it's okay. Just what? I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, don't tell me.
It's really hard to talk about this game without spoilers, because a lot of the stuff that happens are, like, really big moments.
Mm-hmm. Is I guess the one thing everybody comes up with Wolfenstein, and the thing I found was the combat wasn't super amazing. Did you feel that way? Like, it wasn't...
I put it on easy.
Yeah, okay.
Because, yeah, even on, like I said,
of that
earlier,
reason, sure.
Or previously, even on, like, the first medium, I was still kind of getting my ass kicked. So I was just like, you know what? I want to see the rest of this game. Let's just put it on easy. And then I died, like, once through the entire rest of the game.
Okay.
And it's because I got swarmed by, like, 10 people.
Yeah, okay. All right. I see. I mean, I don't know. It just seemed like to me that the combat wasn't anything super special. I mean, you know, it did what it did, but it never was something bigger. It never, like, I don't know. When you played Doom, you felt like the combat really flowed pretty well. I don't know. Wolfenstein didn't really feel that way to me.
Yeah, and you can also skip a lot of the big fights where it's like, hey, here's a really big enemy. And you just be like, nope, I'm good. And just, like, run by it.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I don't know. Mm.
There was one spot where I had to fight a big robot, or two. Two big robots, yeah. But the other times I showed up in the game, I just was like, can I just run around this guy? Oh, yeah, okay.
Huh. See, I played the first game much more stealthy. Like, I feel like I played most of the first game just not getting into very many fights, just kind of stealthing around the area. Which I know is weird for a Wolfenstein game, but it was pretty fluid for me when I played it. I definitely found, like, Wolfenstein 2 was not so good with the stealthing parts. It's not so smooth with it. I don't know. That was just me. So, I guess my only other question is Wolfenstein 2, like, how many moments, is some of the big moments, like, crazy enough? Like, what's, like, I don't know. Is it a very funny game, or is it more of a... I don't know, action drama game. Like, where do you think it ends up? Do you think it's
There's a bit of both. There's some pretty good moments in that game where it's just like, wait, what the fuck just happened?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's a sequence probably in the middle of the game that then leads up to something also pretty good.
Okay. Weird. That's not what I would have taken. I mean, I played the opening of it, but everybody keeps describing Wolfenstein 2's moments as like this crazy thing, and like I just can't wrap my mind. Do you think there'll be a Wolfenstein 3? I don't know,
yes,
if that would be
definitely.
Spoilers. Okay. All right. Okay.
There will most definitely be. They set it up. It's not a cliffhanger, but they did set it up for the third game.
Okay. Huh. It's very interesting. Just I don't know what I could ask. I don't want to ask about BJ, but
like there are the moments in that game are good enough that I'm considering going back and playing it again, but doing the Wyatt timeline just so I can see all that stuff.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Cuz I want to see what they did on that side of it too.
And there
are moments in the game, like I looked up some like Easter eggs and some secrets and stuff, like I do with normally when I finish a game. I don't really feel like going back through it usually. Mm-hmm. So I'll just go on YouTube and I'll look up like, oh, here's a neat little thing on this level that you might have missed. And here's a thing you could do that you can get an achievement for that you probably
right.
didn't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those I use a similar guide to that for Doom, which is like, hey, don't miss these things, you know, miss those secret levels or whatever. As they kind of like, not really give you it, but like a hint thing. I think that's fun for those kind of games. Like
in Doom, I came across a couple of the classic levels just on my own, like as I was playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, what does this switch do? I pull the thing and I happen to run by a thing. I'm like, what the fuck? That looks like Doom 2. What the hell? Okay, I'm going to go in here.
Yeah. That's, you know, I came across naturally, but I didn't want to miss them also. So I kind of went out of my way to like, I don't know, find a hint thing for it. And that works out. I like those. It makes it a little bit easier to not miss content, especially when it's something super cool like Doom's level thing. Level secret classic levels, whatever they call them.
There is a bit at the very, very end of the game where... So, okay, one of my problems with the game is that the collision model on the player, like the player model, because it's you're all modeled. Like, you look down and you see your feet. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. And when you're moving around, like, shadows and stuff cast from your player model.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you clip on a lot of stuff. Like, you get hung up on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And at the very, very last section of the game, there's a bit where you have to crouch underneath some stuff, like, going, like, through a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought something was broken. Because, like, I got to where I was supposed to go, and I just couldn't move forward anymore. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Is something broken? Am I supposed to wait for something scripted to happen? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Sure, yeah.
And I reloaded it a couple times, and then I happened to try it one more time, and I happened to just kind of, like, angle it just right, and I got past that spot. And I was like, what the fuck?
Hmm.
I was on Google. I was like, did anybody else get stuck here? What the hell is going on?
Now, you were playing on PC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that kind of stuff from the PC thing of, like, it's not super smoothed out for PC in some ways. I mean, it has, like, what, if you look at the Steam thing, like, kind of mixed reviews or whatever. So I've definitely heard there's been some issues with that stuff on the PC side. But, yeah, that seems like it sucks. I hate when glitches like that happen.
But the ending is very satisfying.
Is it emotionally satisfying or is it funny? That's my question. Does it end on like a, you know, like an emotional moment, or does it end on a funny joke or something like that?
No, it's good.
Okay. Like, okay. Okay. Is that all you can say? Okay.
Yeah. And it's weird. There's the ending right before the credits. The credits roll, and then like halfway through the credits, a scene plays.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
What are they, Marvel now with their after credit scenes? What?
And then there's the rest of the credits play, and then there's a shorter scene. And I can't even remember what happens in the second one.
Do you kill Mecha Hitler? That's all I need to know.
No, you don't.
Oh, god damn it. Okay.
I would say, like, worse than not being able to kill Mecha Hitler is making you sit through that bad credits song to actually see another part of the game. Ugh.
Did you watch that video of the credits?
Yes.
Now imagine you had just played the entire game and you got to that, and I was just sitting there laughing for a good minute.
Yeah, because I was like, laughing, okay. And I hadn't played any of it.
I was like, this fits. I didn't know what to expect because I heard a bunch about it and I was trying to avoid spoilers on that specifically.
Okay, I'm not gonna watch that the credits. Don't. But man, okay, I gotta play this game at some point. It seems really cool. Did you kill a bunch of KKK guys? That's all I need to know. Just the last question.
No, actually.
No?
I think that might have been on the Wyatt timeline.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Because no, there were no KKK. I saw one, and mm-hmm. I wasn't at a part where I had a gun.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what else I could ask, so I guess we'll move on from Wolfenstein 2. That seems like you really enjoyed it, so that's cool. I'm glad Wolfenstein came out good.
Yeah, like the combat's not great, but the overall stories are pretty good.
Yeah, everything else around the edges seems to make up for less than amazing combat. That's good. All right, cool.
And I like BJ's internal dialogue, or it is like that he has with himself when he's just like saying shit while you're doing missions. I like that because it's real dark and it's like, yeah.
Yeah, you really get a sense for BJ being like fucking nuts. Like he's not. Yeah,
BJ's a fucked up dude.
Yes, he is. 100%.
Like not in like he's a weirdo that does fucked up stuff, but he's like physically fucked up.
Yes. By the way, did you? Okay, here's the question: what happened to the dog in your playthrough and in the opening? What happened to the dog?
What happened? Oh, to the dog? You can't really not have that happen.
Well, yes, but did you or did
no.
Okay, me either. Good, good. All right, let's move on.
I mainly did it just to see if it would let me.
Mm-hmm. I sat around a long time with that, just like not doing anything, expecting, I don't know, something else. Okay. All right. From Other Suns, Jake.
From Other Suns is a fucking cool VR game for Oculus Rift.
So this is from Gunfire Games?
I think they did. People who made Chronos. It was a Rift launch title.
Yes, all right.
And I believe they also made a game called Dead and Buried, which is also an Oculus Rift title. So I talked about this probably a month ago. About a month ago for the beta. So it's a little bit FTL. It's part like Star Wars or Star Trek Bridge Crew or whatever. And there's first-person shooter, basically. And,
right, okay.
And yeah, so you're on this ship and you make the farthest faster than light jump in history, and then you have to come back, and it's a mission to test out that FTL drive basically. So once you do it, they call you and they're like, hey, awesome, everything's good, now come home and we'll pay you and you can live comfortably for the rest of your life without having to do anything basically. And something follows you back.
Oh, that's not good.
So you're working your way back toward Earth, and you're just jumping from system to system. And then along the way, you run into, like, you run into pirates, you run into ships that are just, like, floating around that don't respond to any comms or anything. So you have to, it's like, oh, I'm gonna hit the comms button here, and then nothing comes up.
Huh.
But then you can see that everything except their oxygen is destroyed. So they don't have engines, they don't have weapons, they don't have shields. And then you go on there, and it's full of pirates, and like all of the actual crew is there, but they're all dead. So you just roll in, just blast all the pirates.
Yeah, this game seems cool. I remember you talking about it at some point. It seems really cool.
Yep, played about 3 hours of it co-op last night.
Oh yeah, how'd that work out?
Pretty good. They fixed a lot of the weird jank from the beta.
Okay.
Although there still are some bugs. We actually ran into one last night where the person I was playing with could not drop a gun, and they couldn't shoot the gun either. Like it's like the game thought that they had dropped the gun,
mm-hmm.
but it was still attached to their hand, and they could pick up another gun. So like the guns were like inside of each other.
Okay.
And then the way that we fixed it was I just walked over and it highlighted the gun in his hand, like it was something I could pick up. So I just grabbed it, and then that fixed it.
Huh,
I just had the gun. I was like, what the fuck?
That's, yeah. Wow, the idea of VR multiplayer is, like, super crazy to me still, especially something like this. That seems really cool. Also, it's like Farscape. You need to jump out into like somewhere else in this universe.
Yeah, sure,
cool.
Yeah.
Lost in space, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
But it's really fun being able to, like, I'm going to jump to this system. I don't know what's going to be here. And then once everything loads in, it's like faster than light engine jammed or whatever. It's like, oh, great. This guy is going to start shooting at us. And then I could just be like, yo, ice these fools to the guy that I'm playing with who's sitting over there on the gun controls. Just start lighting those things up. And then I go run over to the teleport because I know they're going to start sending people over.
Huh, that's cool. Yeah, this seems neat. It seems like Star Trek Bridge Crew, but like more, I don't know, open. More ability to move around, do stuff. That's cool.
And yeah, it's a rogue light
sort of. One of those, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not really expected to get to Earth on your first run, basically.
Okay.
So, do you, like, level or whatever?
You can upgrade your ship, and you get money, and you can upgrade your crew.
Okay.
But between instances...
You can upgrade parts of your ship, yeah. like your shield capacity, and how fast your crew's health regenerates.
Okay. Does that stuff carry over between runs? Like...
I believe your ship upgrades do.
Okay.
And then you just get a set of crew members. But when you die, you take over a crew member, like your commander, something like that. But when you run out of crew members, like human crew members, your run is over.
Okay.
Or if your ship gets blown up, it's over.
That's okay. That's cool. Do each of the crew members kind of have, like, I don't know, is there alien crew members? Or is it just kind of, like, a bunch of dudes?
I saw in the trailer there are alien crew members, but I have not seen one yet.
Okay. Can you talk to your crew members? Can you be like, hey?
You can bring up a map or, like, a schematic of the thing, of the ship on your wrist. Mm-hmm. You can be like, hey, you, go fix this thing or chill in this room. So if they break something, you can just fix it instantly. And yeah,
sounds kind of similar to FDL or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's got a lot of FTL in it. Star Trek for being able to pilot the ship around and hit buttons and talk to people and sell shit and do all that kind of stuff.
Ray shields, fire weapons.
Yeah, and then it's shoot man's.
Sounds really fun.
And all the guns are all procedurally generated.
Oh, okay.
Because I found, like, three different variants of a laser auto pistol that all looked different and had different stats. Like, they kind of looked the same overall, but, like, one of them, like, the barrel's longer. Or this one's got a weird scope on it or something.
Wow, that's, yeah, like Borderlands almost, where you can pick up different guns. Yep. Or that's cool. This seems like actually, like, maybe the first VR game I would really, really want to get a headset for. It seems super neat.
And shout out to Gunfire Games for giving me a key for the game and a key for the DLC, the pre-order DLC. Because during the beta, they weren't advertising this at all. They were just, it was just a thing that they did. During the beta, I was on their Discord a lot, just giving them a lot of feedback on it because I played a bunch of the beta.
And, oh, okay.
I was on there a lot just... If I'd run into a bug, I would just pause the game, open up Discord, and be like, hey, I ran into this. Have you guys encountered this? How do I work around this, if possible? And then, like, 2 weeks ago, they asked me, like, somebody sent, one of the devs sent me a message on Discord. It was like, hey, can I get your email? We're sending everybody who gave us feedback a gift, a special gift. They didn't say what it was. I was like, I was just expecting, oh, okay, whatever. Maybe I'll get a weapon code or something.
A special gun or
something. Yeah. And then, like... 2 weeks ago, or like a week ago, or a couple of days before the game came out, I got an email. It's like, hey, thanks for giving us feedback on the beta. Here's a code for the game and a code for the DLC, or the pre-order DLC. I was like, what?
Wow, that's cool.
That's really nice.
I was like, thanks. That was awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
That saved me $40.
Sure, yeah.
It sounds like you were going to buy it anyway, though, because it sounds pretty fun.
I already had it pre-ordered, actually. And, I was one of the few people, apparently, like judging from their Discord responses, that canceled their pre-order and just redeemed the key.
Huh, that's really cool. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And yes, cool. I know, I broke my rule of don't pre-order games, but I played the hell out of the beta, and there aren't a whole lot of quote-unquote VR games, like real games.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed what I played at the beta, and yeah.
Yeah, hey, no, that's fair.
And it would have saved me $5, so.
True, yeah. Well, that's cool. I guess that Gunfire Games is also doing Darksiders 3, so that'll be cool for them also.
I did not know that. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I believe they are doing Darksiders 3. That's cool. Wow, this is like, this seems like a neat game. I will be interested to hear more thoughts on it. It seems really neat. Tell me when you fought. Did you actually beat it yet? Did you actually get back to Earth?
My game is at like 40% progress to Earth. And okay. Apparently once you hit 50%, like all the enemies you start encountering start getting like super hard.
Okay.
So we'll find out.
Cool. Okay. Well, tell me when you finally reach it. I'd be interested to see what you think of once you fully beat it. That'll be interesting. Cool.
Once I do that, then I'll be able to, like, that ship that I found that was completely busted up and was full of pirates. Since your first run to Earth is that experimental jump drive is installed on your ship and you need to take it back to Earth.
Yeah.
So apparently, like, they were kind of teasing this or hinting at it in their Discord when people were talking about it. You can apparently, like, go through, kill everybody, fix all of the stuff, and then tell your crew to come over, and then you just take that ship.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's really... That's cool. That adds, like, such a layer of depth to it. And then, okay, cool.
And you can do shit like target different parts of enemy ships. So it's like, I don't want them jumping away, and I don't want them to shoot at me. So we're going to break their FTL, we're going to jam their FTL drive and then, like, destroy their defense or their tactical systems. And then we're going to teleport over there and go shoot everybody on the ship. And then use, like, because you get some salvage, which is like the currency. You get some salvage for destroying ships, right? But if you go onto a ship and then hack their, like, their cargo terminal, you get like three times as amount of salvage, and you get some guns for your ship and stuff like that, like fuel and stuff too. And you possibly get like actual handheld guns from the guys you kill in the ship.
Hmm. Okay.
Sounds like you're the actual space pirate, not like the people you're fighting.
There are everybody kind of is.
Yeah.
Space, not necessarily a pirate. Well, I mean, all the people who aren't pirates, and if they're like, hey, I want to barter with you, and you're like, no, they're just like, all right, fuck you, see you, and they just leave. Like, they don't fight you or anything. They just warp off. So. And sometimes you'll come across a ship or something, and they're like, yo, help. I got boarded by a bunch of pirates. I'm locked in this room. Can you come over here and kill all of them? And that's when you're like, hell yeah, load up. And then you do that, and then you go in there, and then you hack their cargo terminal, too. And then they give you stuff on top of that.
So this sounds like a fully fleshed out, like, RPG. Like,
that's
neat.
Which is kind of why I was blown away. I was like, this is an actual, like, game. They took a bunch of ideas from other games, some VR, some not, and put it all together, and it's actually really cool.
Yeah. I mean, just taking those mechanics, taking those ideas, and building something in VR. A game in VR, an actual thing.
Plus, you can do business guns.
What's a business gun?
Finger guns?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, sure. Okay. That makes sense. I didn't know what business guns was. I didn't immediately relate that to that. But okay. Sure. Little finger gun. All right. Sure. Can you shoot stuff out of your fingers? Is that like a alien perk? You could shoot plasma out of your... I don't know. Never mind. Okay. So that's From Other Suns. That's really cool, Jake.
Yep. I'm enjoying that a lot.
All right. Let's move on to news then, folks. I believe that's all the video games we have. Anybody else? Anything else? No. Okay. Video game news. News. All right. Nobody's even reacting. It's really freaking me out over here. Everyone just like blank stare and like.
Yep.
It's the most blank stare ass fucking podcast in the world. All right, so I guess we could talk. I mean, I guess you kind of already talked about that Battlefront stuff, but EA turned off the purchases for Star Wars Battlefront after basically everybody and their grandmother got all upset for, I think, good reason.
Temporarily turned it off.
By everybody, you mean Disney.
Disney said, hey, wait, we got a movie
what
coming out. We can't have
any. Doing?
This is bad
Why
PR.
Why does everybody not like Star Wars now?
Please
what
stop.
What is Belgium doing?
And then the Belgium Gambling Commission, I mean, the Belgium Commission for Gambling, has opened an investigation into Battlefront 2 and the Overwatch loot boxes thing. That's, you know, I just want to bring it up as like a, well, people have been wanting, I guess, for a while, some kind of something relating to regulation or to have companies realize that loot boxes are gambling. So I guess some countries are looking into them. I don't think much will come of it, but it's certainly like a thing that's kind of happening slowly, maybe a little bit. I don't know if it's good or bad, but
I mean, I wish it was just like Japan, where they would show you like what is in the loot table and what your odds are. Like, that would be enough for me. Like, they're obviously not going to get rid of them wholesale because they make a shit ton of money, but like making it somewhat fair would be nice.
Yes, that'd be good. I don't know. It's this whole like Battlefront thing really seemed like got out this week. Like people really started getting angry. There's that, I guess, to give you a total run up. People figured out how long it would take to unlock Vader, how long it would take like money wise, and it was like 40 hours or something like that of play to get just one hero, which was, I mean, which is ridiculous. And then they dropped it down to, they kind of cut his the price of Vader and all the heroes down by 75% or something like that. But it still was like fucking broken and terrible.
There's also like a cap on how much you can earn per day and like playing against bots, which no, like I play Overwatch, and if they capped the amount, like imagine like, oh no, you played enough games, like practice games, you're not allowed to earn XP anymore, like that would fucking suck. Like, no. I also saw some stat, I don't know if this is accurate because I didn't super research it, but to unlock everything in the game through credits, it would take 8 hours a day playing it and a year. So that would be, that's ridiculous. That's like a full-time job.
But
that is accurate.
Pride and accomplishment.
Oh yeah, I'm so proud of wasting all this time to unlock this stormtrooper, like barely moved, like, oh, he looks a little bit more stern now when I won. Whoopee. Yeah, also a lot of the unlocks in that game are just like kind of lame at the same time too, like they're dumb. It's disappointing. Like I was, my time playing the game, I would get loot boxes and it's like, oh, he's making a stupid emote about like, these aren't the droids you're looking for, which is dumb because he's, it doesn't even make sense with the lore. He doesn't have the, whatever.
You know, for a Star Wars game, there's so much content you can build in terms of costumes and stuff. And in terms of like unlockables, like it seemed like they went the most generic, like, here's a guy making a weird face. Isn't it funny? Here's a dancing emote. Here's the stupid thing. It's like, I don't know. There's so much you could pull from, both from like Star Wars Expanded Universe and all these characters, that they go with the most boring shit. It's like, I don't know. Where's my Luke, but like weird looking Luke? Give me evil Luke. Come on now. I don't know.
Like in that dream sequence,
yeah.
With Yoda and
yeah, or like give me the KOTOR guy, right? Give me Revan. I, even though they would probably never touch that, but give me Revan with like his weird face or something.
Give me Kyle Katarn.
Yes, give me Kyle Katarn, though.
Fuck yeah!
Give me the guy from frickin' give me Starkiller. Give me like a Starkiller skin or a
okay.
Yeah, like
Or like instead of being one of the Roger robots, like let me be the sassy robot from Rogue One or something.
Yeah, sassy robot from Rogue One. Sure, or like instead of a stormtrooper, give me like the Republic Commando guys. Give me them actually all the way back, just like different Republic Commandos. I don't know. There's so much room for them to do more exciting stuff with that. Metal Chewbacca? Give me a robot Chewbacca. Give me a Wookiee, but made out of metal. Even that is better than just kind of the boring stuff they did with it. I don't know.
Well, they put a beard on Han Solo.
Oh, shit! Bearded like Han garbage. Solo. Wow. Oh, that's something else I noticed, was that they did the heroes, like, as facsimiles of them. Like, they're not quite... It's not quite Harrison Ford for Han Solo.
Like Miss Rides, dude.
Yeah, I know, but it's like... I don't know. It's weird. It's so fucking weird. And then, like... As somebody who loves those first two Battlefronts, to have it go this way, it feels like my heart has been torn out. It's like... This game I really love, this idea that I really think works in Star Wars, and to be kind of a big Star Wars fan, and then to have them kind of come out and do this, you know, I mean, it's a mediocre game, but then to tack on this other gross stuff, it really hurts. Like, I don't know, it really makes me angry.
You got that money from all those normies.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I wish they had spent less time on the loot box progression that everybody hates and spent more time making the video game good and less shallow. Like, oh, sure, you don't have power-ups now to get stuff, but it basically works the same way. Like, it's very disappointing.
Yeah, it's just a shame. I don't know. It's just like... I don't know if I've ever had this experience before of just being so upset about, like, what a company's done with a game. Like, you know...
Mass Effect with the same company.
Okay, yes, Mass Effect also. Fucking God. Both EA, both this year. That's something.
Remember when they fucked up SimCity? You guys remember that, too?
Yeah.
Hey, Need for Speed's not good either.
Yeah. EA might not be good at making video games anymore. Who knows? I don't know.
They're good at fucking up video games.
They're very good at it.
And video game studios, apparently, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace, Respawn.
Yeah, they'll be dead soon. So will BioWare. I can't wait till BioWare's dead. People have been saying it. Like, Anthem looks so boring, it's totally going to be dead.
Yeah, I'm guessing Anthem's probably not going to do great, even though it looks kind of cool. And then give them a year after that, probably.
Yep. Give them one more chance after that. Unless they hit out of the park, it's probably bad. EA's, they've just had a really bad year. Like, I like the look of Anthem, but I just don't know if it's enough, you know? I don't know if it's going to hit their sales market targets. And now I'm so worried about them throwing in, like, fucking terrible loot boxes into it or something.
They will.
I know they will. It's...
Well, they won't, but EA will make them do it.
Or they'll make them present a game with a model that lets them have uncapped revenue. So devs are just like, I don't know, fucking loot boxes? Like,
loot boxes.
Let people spend money infinitely because that's what the bosses tell us we need to have in our game. We need to have opportunities for unlimited revenue with this one game.
And if we say no, they'll fire us and shut our studio down.
Pretty much.
Did you guys see that comment from, I believe it was the head of EA, right? Who was talking, I don't know, in some kind of business meeting about, like, hey, if you're playing Battlefield for 50 hours and we give you, and you run out of ammo and you have to pay to reload, you'll do it. Did you guys hear that interview? Oh, it was so fucking terrible.
No, that sounds
Fuck
bad.
No, I won't do that.
The ultimate form of business guns, yes.
The ultimate form, yeah. We'll find it right now. Here it is for
pay
you
to reload.
Folks.
Fuck you, guy.
It was John Riccatelli. Riccatelli?
Like, that's the exact same shit as that guy that stood up at a Nintendo shareholders meeting and is like, why don't you guys charge 99 cents to make Mario jump higher? Like, that's the exact same crap. And people laughed at that. And to have, like, a CEO of a gaming company spouting that exact same nonsense is, wow, that... Wow.
Isn't John Riccatelli, like, not there anymore?
Yeah, this is from, like, 2011. But still, like, Fountain, what kind of EA hate Reddit are you looking at where they're digging up 2011 videos?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so relevant today, isn't it? This that quote by Riccatelli. It's like, wow.
Yeah, but also this YouTube video is hilarious, the way they layered in like, the ominous music in the background. Like, it's some prisonplanet.com talking about fluoride in the water or some bullshit.
Yeah, it's great.
InfoWars.
InfoWars. Welcome to InfoWars, but EA. It's...
Super Male Vitality.
Super Male Vitality. Oh, I don't know. It's something. Okay, we'll move on. To other better news, it's Disney shuts down Marvel Heroes.
Didn't that game just get an expansion?
It just came out on consoles.
Yep.
Like
just
a
like a
months
few
days.
Yeah, like a month ago or something like that.
Oops.
I'm gonna go and play this because I guess everything's free at some point between now and when they actually shut the servers down. I guess everything's free now, so I figured now's the time if I ever wanted to play Marvel Heroes to get in there and do it. So I'll probably play this at some point. It's a shame, you know. I think Marvel Heroes was cool, and I don't think it was doing that terribly. I think it was doing pretty okay. I thought at least.
Yeah, but I did some digging or whatever, like, it, not really. I just Googled a tiny amount, and I guess, like, people in the Reddit for Marvel Heroes, like, even a former developer was posting some allegations of messed up sexual harassment issues with the CEO of that company. So I think maybe Disney also probably heard about it, because also at the same time there were weird inflammatory YouTube videos about the CEO and stuff like that. And so yeah, like, I guess Disney, they are getting a lot of bad PR lately.
Uh-huh.
So they're just trying to stop all
stop
of that.
Stop the bleeding,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm guessing Marvel Heroes, even though they just brought out a console version, like, it probably wasn't earning as much as, like, say, whatever, like, Marvel mobile game just came out. I don't even know. Like, I'm sure there are a bunch of them, but... yeah, I guess it wasn't worth it. Like, reading these allegations, they're pretty fucked up. Like, I don't know if they're true or not or anything, but if they are, holy moly, I could see why they would want to sever ties and stop any contract they have so they are not, like, they're not on the hook for any lawsuits that occur or anything, because, ew.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's a shame. It's just, yeah, it's just like, I don't know, even though, you know, the CEO might be doing something bad, it's a lot of other people that worked on it. It's I don't know. People seem to like it too, so it's weird. It's
well, it also seems like a lot of people have left the company, like, after those allegations came out.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that was the only thing they could do after something like that.
Sure. And I guess players are now demanding refunds for in-game purchases, which is interesting. In it's like, hey, games as a service, what happens when it ends? What happens when games as a service ends? Where does all the stuff go? Why is
you're fucked,
it?
Fucked.
You're
basically
fucked. Yeah, and it's, yeah. Games as a service, not you know, this has some issues that I think are starting to become more apparent between this and EA thing. Like, this is all fucked up. It's all fucked up. Anyway.
More like games as a... As a burden.
Damn.
A financial
whoa
burden.
Damn. Okay.
Got him.
Somebody needs to pull out the business guns and shoot.
Pull
them
out the bang.
Because, yeah.
Pull out them business guns. The
it's
guns,
a mercy killing.
The guns of business. All right. I wanted to mention that the if you remember, GameStop was doing that summer program also that was like, hey, you can play unlimited amount of used games for $60.
Unlimited video games.
Unlimited. You could play them all. You could just consume at a massive rate. They paused that, which I guess kind of makes sense for, like, hey, people would probably get on board with this
weird
really quickly, and they weren't ready for it at all. So, yeah. I just want to bring it up as somebody that was looking at that and going like, oh, maybe, I don't know. Wow, well, that's interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why exactly they turned it off. Like, they said the official line is because of program limitations that they found as they were rolling it out. But I wonder if people found, like, a weird way to exploit it, or if, like, their register systems, like, the software on it, for some reason, couldn't handle, like, trading stuff out in that way. Like, what exactly happened? I don't know.
Or if developers came back or publishers came back and said, hey, we're not really on board with this. We want people to buy the games. Not, I don't know. It could be anything. It could be like a too many people.
It was probably
people.
That last one.
You think? You think? Okay.
Probably.
It could be a too many people thing, too. Like, how many? I don't know. I could see this being very popular in some rural areas where people don't have a lot of money. It'd be cool for them. It's just a shame. Anyway, it's maybe they'll bring it back at some point. With maybe some caveats attached to it in some way. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to be lame and look on this GameStop employee Reddit and see if I can find it later. Just because, okay. Yeah, like, that's really weird. I don't know why they would start that and then stop it.
Yeah, I don't know either. Let's move on to our kind of the news story that spawned a podcast. Game of the Year season's rolling around, folks. You know that time of year where we have to decide arbitrarily which game is the best and which game is the worst. So the Golden Joystick Awards happened last week. And the winner of the Game of the Year and the Golden Joysticks was The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Probably a good choice.
So, yeah, it seems like an all-right choice. Yeah, I don't watch much of the Golden Joysticks. I know it's more of a, I believe, a European thing. But it's something. That happened. Also, like, some other... Didn't like, Dream Daddy win something, too, I believe? I don't know.
Was it an award for writing or something? Because that's basically all that exists in that game.
Okay, here. I will read you the winners for the Golden Joysticks 2017 Awards presented by Omen by HP 2017. Best Storytelling, Horizon Zero Dawn. Best Visual Design, Cuphead. That's a fair one. Best Audio, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Best Gaming Performance, sponsored by The Sun. The Sun? Oh, it must be the magazine, The Sun, or whatever. The newspaper, The Sun. Ashley Birch, Horizon Zero Dawn. Best Indie Game in Collaboration with Square Enix Collection, Friday the 13th, The Game. The fuck? Friday the 13th, The Game?
Wasn't that game broken?
It is.
Still broken?
Wasn't it like garbage?
I don't know if I go that far, but I don't know about winning awards.
Yeah. Not very good reviews on Steam, I'll say that much. Best multiplayer game sponsored by GT Omega? Player Unknown's Battleground. Can't see that one coming now. Studio of the Year, Nintendo EPD. EPD? Best VR Game, Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. Esports Play of the Year, sponsored by Intel. At Galalius. Galalius? Galalius? Esports Team of the Year, Soul Dynasty. Esports Game of the Year, sponsored by HP Omen. Overwatch. Yeah.
What?
Overwatch.
What?
Overwatch.
Oh, you mean that game that had a league and then it kind of died and it had to be revived by Blizzard?
Yep.
I mean, I guess, like, for most, like, company sponsorship, esports game of the year, that would make sense, kind of.
Best streamer, Markiplier.
What?
Best handheld mobile game of the year, sponsored by Bespoke. Isn't Bespoke a fucking tie company? What the fuck?
It says sponsored by Bespoke Arcade.
Oh,
I assume
okay.
It's some arcade chain okay. In the UK or something.
Pokemon Sun and Moon is the mobile handheld game. Okay, I thought that was like Bespoke, the fucking Thai company. Okay.
Didn't Sun and Moon come out last year?
Yep. Didn't it? Okay. Wait, did it come out this year? Holy shit! It can't be this year.
Did it really?
Listen, I had that.
Like,
we'll talk about that.
They have a new version of Sun and Moon coming out, or it just came out, but I think it came out last year, like, same as Final Fantasy
2016,
15.
Yeah. Well, I guess they do these awards in early November, so I guess it would count because it's November 17th it came out. So I guess if they're doing, like, the cutoff or whatever, I guess, I don't know. Let's see here. I lost my window. There we go. Nintendo Game of the Year. Nintendo Game of the Year. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Oh, PlayStation Game of the Year. Horizon Zero Dawn. Xbox Game of the Year. Cuphead. PC Game of the Year. Yeah.
Those are reasonable.
No, that's fine. PC Game of the Year. Player Unknown's Battlegrounds. Nah. Listen, I'll agree with the multiplayer thing, but... Listen, I like Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, but no. I don't think that's the best PC game of this year. I disagree. I mean, there's so many other PC games. I don't, anyway. Critical's Choice Awards, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, the Breakthrough Award sponsored by Badfly, Ashley Birch, Hall of Fame, Final Fantasy, Most Wanted Award, The Last of Us Part 2, Still Playing Award, World of Tanks? Oh, we just wanted another award to give corporate sponsorships or whatever.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. This is very, money-oriented, all of these awards.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
They're all sponsored by something, and it's all, like, mm-hmm. Outstanding contribution to the UK's games industry, sponsored by The Telegraph. Debbie Bestwick's MBE? What the fuck is Debbie Bestwick's MBE?
I assume that's a person.
Oh, okay. It's a person, not a video game. I see. Lifetime Achievement Award, Sid Meier. That's a fair one. He deserves it. Ultimate, and then obviously the game of the year is The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Also, she's the co-founder of Team 17. Like,
oh, okay.
Developers, so.
Okay. Cool. All right.
The people what made Worms.
Worms? The classic Holy Hand Grenade? The I don't remember. Sheep.
Yeah.
That's another
one. There you
one.
Go. Ninja rope.
Ninja rope. Sure. Grenade. That's a fair one. Shotgun. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she invented all of them.
In all of them. Wow. That's a lot of things to invent. Fuck. Yeah, so that seems like super corporate. But I wanted you guys to also get a chance to, me and Popcans.
What about
did...
Sid Meier's Lifetime Achievement Award? You didn't read
I
that
did.
Out.
I did
oh,
read
okay.
it out.
I wasn't paying attention. I was looking up Debbie Bestwick. My bad.
I did. Sid Meier. He's the man with the plan. Make another Sid Meier's Pirate. Sid Meier, go out there and do it. How old is Sid Meier?
I have no idea.
He's got to be 63. Huh.
I mean, he's still got games in him. Come on.
He's still, yeah,
come on.
Give me another Pirates. One more Pirates, please. Gotta have one more of those in you. Come on, my man. Put out another Sid Meier's Pirates. Anyway. All right. So, me and Popcans recorded a first take. One of those.
Hot takes.
Hottest takes. The Hottest Takes podcast. The Game Awards nominees. I wonder if you guys get a chance to do that, too, if you wanted to say which one.
You want my opinion on the best Chinese game of the year?
What's your opinion on the best Chinese game of the year?
I'm not one of the Chinese viewers, so my
okay.
vote doesn't count.
That's fair. Yeah, so we did that, so you'll hear about that. If you guys wanted to do it, you can. What's your game of the year out of these five? What's Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, PlayerUnknown's Battleground, Persona 5, Horizon Zero Dawn? Which one? Mary, quick.
I haven't played Horizon yet, which I am going to purchase this week, like, as part of the Black Friday
uh-huh.
stuff, because it's only going to be $20, so I'm buying that, like, as soon as I can. But right now, I don't know. I mean, right now it's between Breath of the Wild and Persona 5 for me.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't
I still
like
haven't
Odyssey?
Finished Nier the rest of the way. I mean, I like Mario, but
Nier is
thinking...
Nier is not is not one of the choices.
Really?
Huh. Not even out there, no. It's not best game of the year, no.
Okay, well, out of those options, yeah, it would be between those two. Just because I had so much fun with Zelda, like...
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time in that game. I pretty much did everything. And Persona 5 had some issues with me at the end of the story. Like, just
mm-hmm.
very, like, well, isn't that convenient? Like,
yes.
Kind of issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I still need to play Horizon.
Yeah, so do I. So, yeah. Do you want me to ask you all these?
No, that's
okay. We already did that. Okay.
The main one's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I still feel like I need to play a lot more stuff, which,
mm-hmm.
I mean...
There's so many games this year, though. It's been pretty crazy.
It's nice that there's so many good games that are actually worth playing this year.
Mm-hmm.
So many different genres.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy year-wise. Man, there's so many fucking video games. You just keep scrolling through them. Anyway, yeah. So with that, that's the news, friends. What are you looking for Black Friday, Mary? It's coming up this week. What's your...
Oh, let me load up that document again.
Oh,
let me see.
Because
there's actually a lot I want to get. Going through these alphabetically. I do want to get Horizon.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about maybe getting Disgaea 5 for the Switch.
Mm-hmm,
that
okay.
like launch port that came out, because it's only going to be $20. Oh, never mind. That's the console version of Elder Scrolls Online, so I'm not going to buy it there. Great sounds for me. I could be in that Criminal Girls game.
I don't know. Any new, like, big TV? Something like that? Any kind of thing?
I already bought a big TV.
Oh, you bought
a
4K-er? Okay.
Yeah. Fancy TCL 607P or some shit. I don't remember the exact thing off the top of my head, but it's really nice. I am enjoying it. Like,
cool.
I've been watching Stranger Things too, like 4K HDR, and it's fancy.
Anything from Black Friday for you, Jake? Anything you're looking at and going like, hey?
Nope.
Okay, that's fair. I want to get a Nintendo Switch, but there's no good Nintendo Switch deals, so I don't know if I'm going to get one.
Kind of need money. Kind of need a job.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
So
believe me, I feel you. I want a Nintendo Switch though, but there's no good deals this year, so it's weird. It's weird. I don't know. I might get one.
I mean, they don't really need to make super deals right now because it's
selling
doing pretty
out
well.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted, like, one packing game would have done it for me, you know?
Oh, there's another game I want to get.
What?
Resident Evil 7
uh-huh.
is only going to be $15 for PS4,
ooh.
And I kind of want to get the PS4 version. Like, I know they announced some PC version with, like, all the DLC coming out soon or whatever. But if I get the PS4 version, if I later on get VR, like, I could...
Yeah,
and I the only reason I want to get PSVR for real, though, is because of that Idolmaster game that came out for it, so...
That's fair, uh-huh. Okay, cool. That's cool, yeah. I might get it for PS4, too, at some point. So I wanted to do one quick game as a mail segment. ROMsBag@gmail.com, you can send your questions to it. But as a mail segment, I just wanted to... Have you guys try? I wanted a game, right? This year has been so filled with games, so many amazing, amazing games of like crazy quality and stuff. I just wanted to try to name all the games you could conceivably see on a Game of the Year list from the top of your head, not looking at anything, just top of your head, games you think could be on a Game of the Year list this year. I will start us off. Resident Evil 7. How about that? Does that sound good?
I haven't played it. I don't know. I could see it being on people's lists, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard it's good, but it seems very different from the other games, so I don't know if I personally would, if it's going to be my favorite.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be in your favorite, just one you could conceivably see on somebody's list, somewhere in the world. A game of,
well,
you know...
how about PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds? Like, it's easy.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, like, the main... like games that are on people's radars, I think.
Yeah, but
I'm
wanted...
not sure if there are that many surprises this year.
I don't know. There's some. I think that Life is Strange, Before the Storm, is one of them. I think that's one of those that might end up on some people's list that might surprise people. Like, I just wanted a, like, hey, try to name as many off the top of your head as you could.
Nier, Mario, Zelda, Horizon, Player Unknown. What else this year?
Assassin's Creed Origins, perhaps?
Yes, yeah. I need to play more of that.
I'm going to go with Divinity Original Sin 2.
I don't know. I haven't heard that many people talking about it.
I've heard amazing things about it. Like, I mean, it got a 10 on GameSpot. GameSpot.
That mode where you can make your own scenario, like, sounds pretty awesome.
Any for you, Jake? Anything pop out to you?
What came out this year?
Well, you would probably say Wolfenstein. That came out this year. That could be on somebody's Game of the Year list.
I'd say that'd be on a list, sure.
Yeah, somebody's. Anybody, I mean, it's not like, I just wanted to see how many could pop into your head that are like the big games of the year. The big ones that you go like, oh, that could be on somebody's list.
Oh.
Cuphead.
Yeah.
Cuphead, that's a good one. Persona 5, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Not Battlefront.
Nope. That'd be on the bottom 10 games of the year.
Along with Mass Effect Andromeda.
No. That's so sad. Can you imagine how if we had said to ourselves we're going to be putting Mass Effect Andromeda on like the bottom tier list?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Destiny.
Destiny, that's one. Yeah, Destiny 2 I could see on somebody's list.
It could be on either end.
Either
really.
End, really. Really, it depends on the argument. Sonic, that new
Oh god, yes.
Sonic Mania.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Not forces.
Well, I mean, unless you're a furry, then maybe forces. Who knows?
I want to say my Steam Link is awesome. Like, I'm really glad I got this year. Like, I forgot to mention, I was testing it out with, like, Pinball Arcade, and the new Ghostbusters table came out on Pinball Arcade, like, the recent mm-hmm. Ghostbusters table, and it actually fucking works. Like, there's not enough input lag to fuck me up, and I was super impressed by that, because that is a game where you will get messed up. Like, even Dark Souls 3, I was playing it just fine. I should have mentioned that earlier, but I forgot. But yeah, like, that's one of my favorite purchases this year. I'm totally surprised by that, too.
Cool. How about SteamWorld Dig 2? I've been playing that the first one, on and off. That's probably...
Yeah, probably.
It's probably one that could be something. I just wanted to... Let's see here. There's got to be a few others, right? Oh, Total War Warhammer 2. The second one came out. That's out. I know nobody else played that, but it's really good. Is there anything else? I don't know. There's probably a few others. Nyo.
I haven't played it, but yeah, I can see people liking it a bunch.
Hollow Knight, probably. That's the one that...
I heard a lot of people, like, kind of... Like, they were excited at first when it came out, but then, like, the later game stuff, eh.
Okay. Hand of Fate 2, that's another one that came out this year. I would like the front half of it too.
Oh, I want to buy that game, but it's kind of expensive right now. It's like $30, and I'm cheap. But
do you own the first one?
I watched you play the first one.
Yeah. Oh shit! I should have. I beat that game. I didn't even talk about it. God damn it! All right, here's my quick review for Hand of Fate, the first one. Hey man, that game gets really fucking hard at the end. Like really hard at the end. Like, bone-crushingly hard at some points. It's tons of fun, though. It really is, like, choose-your-own-adventure book, but in a game version. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Did anybody say Prey?
Nobody said Prey. Oh, shit. Prey.
Yeah, that'll show up on some people's lists for sure.
South Park, that new one. South Park.
Splatoon 2.
Splatoon 2.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, Splatoon 2. There were too many games that
too
were actually
many.
Good this year.
Yeah,
that I can't even
I know,
remember
right?
Pyre.
Pyre, uh-huh. How about... shit. Where's that game nomination thing? Let's use that. Here we go. We'll pick off some of the big ones. I feel like we're missing one, so I'm going to...
Evil Within 2.
Evil Within 2, I hear all right things about. I was surprised that it actually came out looking all right. Okay, Evil Within 2. I could see that on somebody's list.
Nidhogg 2. I mean,
yeah, I could see that.
People played it.
People liked it, I think. Hellblade, that's another one.
Yakuza.
Yep.
Yakuza 0 was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to see how many we could get. That's it.
Sniper Elite 4.
Sure. Night in the Woods. How about that one, too?
I really want to play Night in the Woods, but
me
I know there's
too.
A director's cut coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm just waiting for that instead.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
It's called the Weird Autumn Update or something. It's supposed to be out like next month.
So we have, let's say with that,
barely
like...
Barely make an autumn. Hey, Doki Doki Literature Club. I bet some
sure,
people will
sure.
say.
Sure, might be yeah. on my list. Who knows? So we have about 30 total number. So yeah, just off the top of your head, you can name 30 games. This year is fucking crazy. Just like, you know, not even amazingly deep, not digging deep into like, you know, the Steam libraries or anything like that. That's, yeah, that's a lot of games. All right. So again, send your questions to rumsbag@gmail.com. I think that's a podcast, folks. I think that's it.
1-2 switch.
One? No. All right. I've been your host, Alby. We're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much. You can find us on Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter at RumsBag. Send us your thoughts on games of the year that we miss. Thank you guys for showing up. My name has been Alby. My name has been Alby.
Snake Pass.
Snake Pass. Great game. Have a good night, everybody.
Rock Band VR.
That didn't even come out this year.